As we get on in years, the belt buckle seems to slip from view, especially after that holiday meal. Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill ponders the drooping of the belt.
I don't know about you, but the holidays always seem frantic, and I always wind up eating too much. Following the holidays, my body redistributes its parts. It changes shape. I'm convinced that body mass is neither created nor destroyed. It just moves around. And I find this very disagreeable. There was a time when all that was required of me to see the tips of my shoes was to cast my glance downward. I can still do that, but it's not my shoes I see anymore. In the space between where my eyes are set and my shoes are planted, there's a terrain once occupied many years ago by a firm abdomen. It has been inexorably replaced with what I regretfully call fat. My pants, once belted navel high, must now be buckled well below the navel in order to keep them up. It produces an overhanging belly which I find offensive. Since I must secure my pants with a belt buckled well below my navel, my drawers always appear perilously close to dropping. I've recently had workers doing carpentry around the house. They're young men with lean, strong bodies. I noticed, however, when they bend over to nail things to the floor or work on pipes under the sink, they expose the upper portion of their butts. I've learned this is a phenomenon that's very common enough to have earned a technical name called variously carpenter's or plumber's crack or builder's butt. When a man's pants sit too low at his hips, they fail him at critical times. They will expose the upper portion of what pants were originally designed to conceal. My grandfather and my great uncle had significant paunches. I always thought it was neat, a sign of age and wisdom. I don't ever recall seeing an offensive overhang that now plagues me. Just how they were able to wear their pants buckled high along the upper waist, leaving no trace of an overhang, leads me to this conclusion. Postmodern man is being victimized by fashion designers. Waiting to vote a few weeks ago, I was people-watching when my glance fell on a tall man around my age. He was remarkably thin and well-built. What seemed odd was how his trousers were riding dangerously low on his hips. Obviously, this did not result from an inability of his torso to accommodate belt tightening just about anywhere he chose. His torso maintained a consistent girth both above and below. It's obvious to me that fashion designers have flooded the market with slacks tailored to make men appear as if their drawers are dropping. Why, in heaven's name, do they do that? There's nothing alluring to such designs, nor can I see even a hint of erotic allure, which dominates almost all products of fashion, except maybe handkerchiefs. To say the least, a man with droopy drawers does not present as someone dignified, a desirable sex object, or as someone having any idea how graciously to meet the public. He is definitely not cool. We do value transparency. I wonder, since men's pants really don't reveal all, they're now designed to reveal just enough to satisfy observers that whoever is wearing them is the kind of guy that's not trying to hide anything. George Merrill on the shore.